Begin the current daf, Masechta Shulin daf lamed vav. We begin on the base. It says, "Mark, begin the gemara. Chad b'meis, b'chad b'sheretz." It's tricky. Yes, there's two pesukim. Gemara thought you can answer Rish Lakish from the extra pasuk till on Rish Lakish is kasha. We're going to chibas hakodesh, and then the gemara says, "No, there's no extra pasuk. One's teaching you that tumas meis needs heksha, and one is teaching you tumas sheretz also needs heksha." Rish Tosfos said, "The truth is, why didn't Abba Matzah lemeim?" The gemara could have also said, "Chad b'nevela." B'chad b'sheretz, that one's not really teaching you regarding tumas meis, one's teaching you regarding tumah of a dead animal, one's teaching you of sheretz, and the tzrichi, and they're both necessary. Similar to what the Gemara says regarding meis. The nevela chamir m'sheretz, because nevela is more severe than sheretz leni masa, regarding tumah of masa, which is did by nevela. B'sheretz chamir nevela, sheretz is more severe than nevela, this should be kadosh, because its measurement is that of a lentil. But what says tastes a little bit difficult is b'meis, the metamah to mazayin. So regarding a dead person, actually is a very severe contaminates for 7 days. But no long the bay heksha. How do you know that it needs to have heksha l'kabel tumah? Kibendek look me idach kerben avel. Like we just said, that you couldn't explain the other pasuk in the veil. So how would you know that even tumas meis needs heksha? Vaymer hari. He said the kibendek tavayi b'sheretz k'sivah. Since both pesukim are written in the tumah b'sheretz, it look me. You could explain what's called be'im ene inyan. That if it's not applicable here, it's applicable elsewhere. And then you could say, it's l'chala tumas, even including tumas meis. Then it's a choice of a timing to say, nilif meis v'sheretz mehadadi. But why don't you learn out meis and sheretz from each other? Why do you need a special source? A big zera shava. Because the beged v'oyer. A kidolfinu, like the Gemara learns up a parak by my isha, shabbat av samach tal, menav, len gilkli, b'chebek, these types of instruments that we say that it's considered as a beged, and we know this from a zera shava, of these terms of beged va'ir, and we learned that out, mace and sheretz from each other. So if that's the case, you already have a gzera shava, so the gzera shava should extend to teach us this halach of heksha. And that's what it says, Vishnu says, no, the loy of in me beged va'ir, we don't learn out from that gzera shava, in the beged, because that's what it's regarding garments, the chasha beged bezeh, kamei zeh, that this is considered a garment just like it is over there. Well, in heksha, regarding the halach of susceptibility to tumah, loy shayach, lemele b'gzer shavah, zud, this has no application to this gzer shavah, which is a localized gzer shavah, beged, what's considered a garment. On parakam of the besachim, the first parak of the besachim, I have to zayin menalf, maisi oid kura shlishi, the Gemara there actually means a third pasuk. B'chamash kashay, shasa b'chol kli yitma, that any beverage that's gonna be drink, that you can drink in the vessel is yitma, my yitma, so it's actually like yitame, is actually heksha. It refers to making things susceptible to tumah. Mefarish, nothing more. I explain that why do you need two pesukim? Because the Gemara says that the halach of heksher tumah already know from the beginning of that same pasuk. So why do you need two sources? It's a chad betlush v'chad b'muchabar. That one is teaching you when the water is detached from the ground, the one's when it's attached. Utsrichi, and they're both necessary. And yeah, you wouldn't know one not from the other. The Tais explains that the ain't tzarich lemes v'sheretz. You don't need for meis and sheretz l'chol chad v'chad. Each one of them trei kroy two pesukim. He was only teaching one source. Why? Mishum tlushin mechubarin for this idea of you need pesukim. One teach when it's detached, one's attached. Because the kim and the goli kroy b'chad. Once the Torah reveals to you about one of them, that is the ain't chilik ben tlushin mechubarin. It's just teaching you there's no difference between detached or attached water. So who had the meidach? Same thing would automatically apply by the other one. You don't need a special source where we're saying they're each being learned independently, and then it's a separate source for mace. Then it says, Master, because the words of the Gemara, Yish min mace, b'chulu. So he said, oh, these two extra pesukim, one is teaching mace, one sheretz, because had we told you mace, you wouldn't know sheretz, and if you said sheretz, you wouldn't know mace. But Chesh just points out, L'hoi yitzarach l'tzichus azu, we don't really have to tell you that, oh, if you said mace, you wouldn't know sheretz, because the kroi b'sheretz k'siv. The pasuk is by sheretz. It's like when you have an extra pasuk, one's teaching you mace, we're saying, well, you need mace, and you wouldn't know sheretz. You can't say if you had mace, you wouldn't know that you would know sheretz because it's not even written by mace. But it says the Gemara lefarish. That's the norm of the Gemara to explain ki'ilu chad b'mace behedya, as if one of the sources were explicitly by mace. Because anyway, since you could explain why it's necessary, so the Gemara goes through to say why each one would be independent, even though it's automatically written here by sheretz. Next says master to begins the words of Gemara. Most Rabbi Yisuf asks, we learn Rabbi Shimon Oimi says that it becomes acceptable tumah with shchita without any dam, and because the shchita permits it to be eaten, it also makes hoshla kabbal tumah, even though there's no mayim. So we should say to him, b'chibas hakodesh, that it should also be machshir when there's no water. Which Taisa says that, what about midrabbanan?
So what about the Shittas Rabbanan who disagree on Rish Lakish? And they hold that to be Machshav Tumah you need to have dam coming up from Shechita, and they disagree with Reb Shimon. On that, Leparach. Oh, for that, we're not asking. And to say, Damri, they say, oh, Dam Machshir, that you see the Dam is Machshir. So you could say that you don't need Davka water. So it says, no, because Hechshir Dam, Choshav, Hechshir Mayim V'yayin, Shakol Mashka, it's any type of beverage. So that wouldn't be a difficulty. For Tomar Reb Shimon, who says that there's nothing here at all, from that Lachair would be a right. Then it's just Tim can say, if that's the case, that okay, Rish Lakish agrees, any machshir is machshir kabbat tumah. It's only his that was only regarding chibas hakodesh. So my part was ultimately asking him about legas from harvesting for the wine press that ubishamah holds hooks kabbat tumah. Hashem nami habataima. The other reason is kilo hooks beyayin as if was susceptible with the wine. Mefarsh becoming the shabbos abizayin manav because. Even though he doesn't want it, but Shema Yivtzirin Mekubes Mezufafis, but you might go ahead and tar it, and then he's going to want the beverage, and it's not going to leak out. So we see that, so we consider the liquid here, so what does that have to do with Rish Lakish, who's told me when there's no liquid at all? So say, Bishlam, you can say, no, Dachri Kama, this is what he's saying. And the Gemara is asking on him, Kivin the Midirai Selesh Kechana Hechshir B'lei Mashke, since you tell me that biblically, there's no Hechshir without any Mashke, so the Beitz Lagas, so when you're harvesting for the wine press, the Azliba, it's going to go to waste, B'lei Chashir Mashke. That's the critical piece. It's not really biblically considered as a mashka because he doesn't want it. Lavalu Rabbanu lemigzur shem yivetzer b'chul. The Rabbanu should not have made xero in that case that oh, because you might go ahead and harvest it and then you're going to want it. But avam mishkachanu midiraisa hechsher b'le mashka. But that's the question. But if you would find biblically hechsher without mashka, b'shum mokum in any place, so nicha would make sense. That like okay. That you know there is some room to make such a gezeira because you see that even when there's no biblical mashka, the tumah could be. There's mazda begins gemara el she'ein machshirin. That the gemara is being a proof that chibas hakodesh machshel tumah mederaisa that we say by karbanas, babasa shigu b'chol tamei. Now how does the meat become tamei? Obviously. That it's the Chibas HaKadosh that's being machshered l'kabel tumah. So says this have a matzah l'meimer. Really, the Gemara could have said that the truth is not because Chibas HaKadosh. The iskasher b'mayim mechubarim. The Gemara is struggling. Like the matzah says, "Shein machshirim." There's nothing here to be machshered. Say no. There could be water that's attached to the ground. That you have in the Azar. The time of the Rebbe is Rebbe Chanin, no Dama Mashke Bimar Pechayi, Machshir, that he says that the liquid by the butchering house in the base of Mikdash in Azar, there's not Machshir, there's not a Tlushin, because detached water, because Saba he holds, the Tlushin Lema Machshir Midarai. So biblically, detached waters don't make something susceptible to Tumah. Because he expounds the Pasuk called Mashke Asher Shasa B'chol Kli Yitma, Kamadam Perikam the Pesachim of Tezayim Manav, Yitma Mamish, literally Tumah, and not regarding making susceptibility to Tumah. So, like Elchad Krabe Hechsher, there we left with only one pasuk for Hechsher. It's more logical that it would be attached waters to make it susceptible more than detached. And therefore, Bazarok, Madarais, you could say in the Azar, they regarding the carbonus we made on the biblical halacha. And that's what they say, Mishkebe from the Chai, which are Tolushin, there's not Machsher, but there's no Raya from. The Hechsher of the Basa Kabanis, the Chibas HaKadosh Machshir Kabatuma, because you could say that the Hechsher of the Basa Kabanis was actually through waters that were still attached to the ground. K'tek says, Master begins with the Gemara, but Chitim, you're going to say, Tigma Adam, that's what he's talking about, Mashke Bet Merchai, but Mashke Kama, but it says Mashke, which actually says, Ike de Yuka, the primary dig of Labman, they call him Mashke Be Yud. It's not because it says in the plural, Mashke, it's not just Dam, because the Menalon, where would you know this from? Dilma Kasiva Mashke Behe. Maybe it's not with a yud. Maybe it's with a hey. It's just singular. El rather adochin samach that is pure. The mashma lashon ram that sounds like plural, and therefore that's how we know. Now Tosfos points out regarding machad. Now regarding the case of the nidal shenimtzis v'bas that found the meat b'sei perikam the pesachim the chav amid aleph. Nami leboy lishnuya. The Gemara also doesn't want to answer tirgma adam. Oh, say maybe this that was towards on blood mishumach pircha because of this. Because the same question that we say, but the dachim would be mashma lashon rab. Now, but what does bother Tosfos is avul hasam leel. But there, the previous the gemara of tezayim and al bahu perik and that same perik mishan. The gemara answers tirgim adam. Say it's going in the blood. And the Gemara there is not concerned with this question. Umefarish and explains what's mashkin in the plural. The alma means in general. I mean, like we have in Gemara some kedushin of some adam and beis. Dama is my boigris. Doesn't mean the plural of these two girls. I mean boigris alma means in general that's a plural terminology. So this is by the why the Gemara there is not concerned for the diik. It's just about to begin the Gemara, but that mashkin tafeh alal, and there's still liquid on it. And Pishar Kondrash explains the meaning. So the shlam that went took through the river, maybe that's how it became susceptible to Toma. If you went through the river, and then you know, when you skinned it, the skin fell, the water fell from the skin to the meat, which tells you the Bakash the Purusha. That's difficult on this interpretation. If that's the case of a solution, that makes this water detach, because when did it come to the meat from the skin, which was already detached from the river? The problem is Shmuel of a perikam the Basachim left as I mean of the solution lemachshiri that detached water does not make food am susceptible to Toma. The Darish Yitma. Yitma mamish, as we said in the previous tesis, and that's tuma, actual tuma, not regarding hechsher tuma. So, but like elchad kra behechsher, you only have one pasuk behechsher, which would tell us mechubarin. And in lam, don't say oh the lishmul nafkid klushim mechubar mechad kra, lends them both out when it's attached or detached to one pasuk. It doesn't sound like this. I mean, the nakar vevir benar from the fact that it says and you're passing through the river. Why do you say a river? Why do you say that it's some other way that the water came onto the animal? So it says it nearly appears to me daideha oyer. Actually, through the skin, habasa hukshur, the meat automatically becomes susceptible to tumma. The ad can lay pligid up until here. We don't have a disagreement. Or in the beginning of paragraph, later on, the kubit chasma base el kashesh yad lehechshur. When you have a handle for something, becomes susceptible to tumma. But yes, shaymer lehechshur. But when there's a protector for something to be susceptible, cool. Everyone agrees that it's going to become susceptible. The hainu mukhbarin. That's when it's attached. The b'shas dibukin ba'ayav mukhbarin. When it's attached to the skin. The meat is considered protected. It's a shimer. The skin is a shimer for the meat. So when the skin becomes susceptible, when it comes in contact with the water, the meat automatically does. Not like the meat is getting secondary from the skin. The Rashi says. Next test must begin with the words Gemara Baser. And that's extra. So that's the Rabbis Eisel Levoin. That comes to include wood and frankincense. So Tosfos says, Tema, that's one. The Manola and the Osler Rabbis Eisel Levoin. We didn't know if the next word, Baser, to say it's including wood and frankincense, which is not really meat, it's not food item. Tema le Baser Davka Asi. Maybe it's really coming from the actual, what the word itself has been meat. And it's teaching you the Mahan Lechibas HaKadosh, that the halacha, the endearment of Hektish, that is Vilebele Hechshir, but that doesn't need a special susceptibility to Tumah. Maybe that's what the extra word by Baser comes to teach. Next test, Master begins the Gemara. Eitzma Levoin. Are they edible? Rather, it's this halacha of chibas hakodesh that is teaching us. Then it says, you can say, wait a second. So mashke beis hamet b'chayim. So the liquids of by the butchering house. Am I dochen? Why are they pure? Where you have kugun yain b'shem and you have wine and oil. L'skasher b'chibas hakodesh. Why are they not prepared by the being the endearment of being a hektish item? At least oichel. Let them be considered as quote unquote a food item. Kamei tzim levayna. Why are they worse than wood and frankincense? Yeshem says no. The chibas hakodesh mahani mehabaser, which we're learning from this word vabaser, l'shavi oichel to make into food and immediately to dama loichel. Something that's similar to baser to a food item. Kugun eitzim levayna like wood and frankincense. It's something thick and hard, like a food item. It's a salad. But to make a liquid into a food item from the extra, not going to be effective, and therefore that's why we say they're going to be tar.